London Calling, David here. I'm just back from doing my Kensington walk, and about 10 minutes before the walk started, I met Handels. Well, we've met a few times, because he's quite often there when I'm doing the walk, but we spoke for the first time, and Handels is a musician, and we talked about that, and I thought, oh, that's really interesting. So, hello, and welcome to London Walks, Handels.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
Okay, that's great. Well, first of all, just a couple of personal questions. Are you a Londoner? Did you grow up in London? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So, yeah, my name's Handels. TDMB is what I go by. TDMB means to dream and believe. I'm born and raised in West London, man. Chiswick, Acton, borderline kind of Acton, Chiswick. Went to primary school here, high school, and then I went to Brunel University after that in Uxbridge, which is again kind of similar, basically West London. So I've been in West London pretty much my whole upbringing, you know.
And Handels, how did music get into your life? When did all that happen? Was that happen when you were a little kid?
So I mean, I've always been influenced by music. You know, a lot of my uncles and family members, you know, have been like in and out of the industry in different kind of places, like carnival and building sounds and just generalized music, you know, DJing and just loads of different kind of entry points of music. Like my auntie used to work for MTV back in the day. I think she works for the Daily Mail now, but that was kind of where she started off doing her journalism. She was a journalist for MTV, and that's where actually I did my work experience when I was a kid. So when I did my work experience for, like, you know, you have 2 weeks work experience at the end of, like, you know, high school. My first week was in MTV, and then in my second week I did it with my mum.
Uh-huh. Very good. So, has that become a kind of pitch for you then? Do you spend, a few hours?
Well, I do this all over the world, so... So, I mean, seeing me kind of thing is basically, I guess we're just on each other's path, basically. But I do this literally all over the world. I am in the streets absolutely everywhere I go. I don't really have no fear in that sense of, you know, I already know that it's not a crime to speak to people. As much as they want to make it a crime kind of thing, it's not a crime to just go out there and speak to the people. Do you know what I mean? Very much similar to what you see people do in documentaries. They're just literally walking around talking to the locals, and I'm doing the exact same thing, and I'm in my local area. I'm actually in my neighborhood where I'm raised. Uh-huh. So it only makes sense for me to be in the predominant areas. And one of the reasons why I always go to High Street Ken is because it's on the doorstep of the majors. So I mean, where better place to strut your stuff than in front of the majors, basically, you know what I mean? And that's pretty much one of the main reasons why I always go to High Street Ken, because it is a good portal. There are a lot of influential people coming through that space and throughout West London anyway, you know what I mean? Because if you go to Shepherd's Bush, you've got the BBC. If you go into where I'm from, Chiswick, you have a lot of music influence. You've got Metropolis Studios, you've got the Business Park with all the TV lot, Richmond, it's TV. It's pretty much all in West London, so I don't really have to leave West London, so to speak, unless I'm traveling out of the country, where I might be in Times Square doing this, or I'll be in Germany in Dusseldorf, or I'll be in Paris, or, you know, just speaking to the people, because fortunately everybody speaks English everywhere, so it makes my life easier as well.
Yeah, sure. Now, I know nothing about music, so when you say majors, what does that
so
mean?
So Sony, the company Sony and Warner, they have like the two major record labels. Right where we're standing, so say for example you got your back to the street and you're facing the train station where we met, to the right of you, the first left to the right of you is where Warner's building is, and then the first right to the left of you is where Sony's building is, and that's literally where all the A&Rs and all the kind of music people may come in for lunch, or so I literally get to bump into all of them. I see all of them, they all know me, do you know what I mean?
And
it's
all right.
And it's a way I've been able to get inside the building without actually ever having to go inside the building.
Uh-huh. So will you get a record deal from one of them one day then? Is that how that works?
Well, I wouldn't say a record deal.
Uh-huh.
I would rather put it as a joint venture.
Uh-huh.
because I've built my own label. So I've put myself in a position where if when the majors do decide to approach, which they have approached now and again, but when they do to decide to make a serious approach, they're going to have to approach with more than just trying to help a so-called struggling artist, because I've got results. Do you see what I'm saying? I've charted, everything I've released has charted above some of their artists that are signed to their label. Do you know what I mean? So it's like when I do come to the table, or I do finally sit down at the table, they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to go big if they want to secure a joint venture, because I own my music and I own my label and I understand the business and I have more of an understanding of the music industry rather than just trying to be an hopeful artist. Their approach to me will have to be different.
That, I mean, that is fantastic. So you've just really done this with, pulled yourself up by the bootstraps, as the expression
pretty
goes.
Pretty much, man, from the ground up, bro. I literally just took, I'm a young historian in a sense of, I understand how the world we live in was built.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people have taken the advantages of how the world was built,
uh-huh,
but not actually taken on the real kind of ethics of how you're receiving these benefits. Do you uh-huh know what I mean? It's like everybody, wants the water, but they don't know what fountain it came from. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
whereas if somebody taught me something where it's like, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. If you teach him how to fish, he will feed his family and the entire village.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of mentality that I have, whereas not to be distracted by the glitz and the glamour like a raven. You want substance, you want a foundation. Uh-huh. The most important part of any house, the mansion, the big house, the small house, the most important part of the house you do not see, which is the foundation, which uh-huh is underground. It doesn't matter if you got the big mansion with the 25 bedrooms. The uh-huh most important part of that house is the foundation, which you do not see. So, that's the kind of to dream and believe. You know what I mean? Nobody sees your dreams other than you. So it's only up to you to believe them in order for you to achieve them.
So you've just got on with it. You've made your own foundations.
That's it. I've made my own foundations. I need no validation from nothing. Why do I need no validation? Because I never needed a validation to take my first breath.
Yeah.
And we all have 24 hours in a day. It just depends on how you decide to use them.
Because
if I'm alive, that's the validation. Everything else is hearsay, is socialism, is whatever. Groups.
That is so well put. Well, You were so friendly and you were so forthcoming, and I was getting ready to do that walk, but I just wanted to talk to this guy and find out a little bit about him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I thought I'd like to get the handles to I want to do a podcast. I want to interview this guy. And then I said to you, well, are you going to be here 2 hours from now? I'll come back, because I had to do this walking tour. Mm-hmm. You showed me the CD-ROMs. You said, well, probably not. I'll shift these pretty soon. And
So I
got your phone number. Now we're talking. That's just great. Do you play instruments then, Handles?
So I wouldn't say that I play an instrument. I can do a little bit of work on the keys, but I actually really want to learn the bass guitar. That's actually the instrument I plan to learn. And uh-huh, I mean, learning an instrument, there's no time limit on that. That's one thing I do know. So it's like when I really do find time to really just be, focus on actually working on an instrument, I think the first thing I'll pick up will probably be the bass guitar.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. Can you play us a little bit of your stuff?
Oh, yeah, let me show. So I'll play something from the new album that I just released not too long ago. It was number 2 best-selling EP on iTunes in the country. It was number 1 for hip-hop and R&B as a bestseller. Then it charted straight to number 4 and number 18 on the charts, and then went up actually to number 13 and then to number 3 on the hip-hop chart. So it's been doing well.
And I know music gets classified, so there's classical music and there's jazz, and so mm-hmm, it would just classify it as hip-hop or what?
So I mean, I kind of blurred between the lines kind of thing. So I make all kinds of stuff. So you might hear classical music. Like, I'll play you, if this decides to load up, I'll play you one of the songs from the last album that I released, which was last year.
Uh-huh.
And I actually have classical music infused with hip-hop.
Uh-huh.
On that. I have a lot of, like, R&B influences, which have a lot of, like, the jazz influences and the soul funk influences. And I just modernize it. I just make it 90s, you know? So, so, you know, it might so it has the taste of the modern music, but if you listen closely, you can hear where it came from. Do you know what I mean? Again, same thing with, it might sound like something, but it's really something else. And my computer's moving a little bit slow right now. I need to close this.
That's all right.
And turn it back on. Yeah, but I might have to go on one of these walks with you, man, because I know there's probably a lot of things to see that are unseen.
I'd love for you to do that, Handles. I do it every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock from right there. You'd okay. have to give up your pitch for. And sometimes I do it. Occasionally, I'll do it on Thursday. Well, that's usually Adam.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd love for you to come on a walk. I mean, you can learn my thing, and I'll learn a little bit about your thing.
That's it, man. That's what it's all about.
Yes,
that's how the world grows, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to learn from one another.
Exactly. While you're fiddling around with that, can you? Yeah. I loved what you said, because I did ask you about Spotify. I bought the disc from you, and I said, well, mm-hmm. I don't use a disc player. I always, if I'm listening to music, I don't listen very much. It's Spotify. Mm-hmm. And boy, did you open my eyes to that. Can I get you to repeat some of that, what you
yeah,
said?
Yeah, so basically a lot of people are not really like aware that these streaming platforms are no real benefit to minor, small, and independent artists. They only really benefit the top artists, the renowned artist, the artist has had hundreds of thousands of marketing budgets spent on them. It doesn't really work out for a majority of the smaller artists. And the reason being is, if you think about it just on basic business terms, if you can pay £10, £12 maximum a month, and you can listen to anybody's music in the world as much as you want, wherever you want, makes no sense for any artist trying to make a living, trying to come up, and all they're trading in response is exposure. Now, okay, exposure is good, but if you do not have the facilities, which most small artists do not have, you cannot maintain that exposure. Do you know what I mean? Because just think about it. If somebody falls over in the street and maybe 10 people witness it, that lives as long as those 10 people talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the exposure that you're getting on these platforms. And even in a business term, it's like me saying to you, pay me £10 a month and you can have anything you want on Kensington High Street at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure every store on that high street would have something to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
the way the music industry is set up, a lot of the artists that are in between what they would call mainstream and midstream, they are signed to the main corporations. So these guys dictate where things are technically supposed to go. But what I'm doing is actually replicating what got them to the position to actually dictate what goes on, which is by what you see me doing every single time you see me out there, which is doing the direct PR work.
Uh-huh.
Because, like I said, I'm a young historian. So when I look at it, I look at it as a perspective of, okay, I'm doing this. What I'm doing now is the unseen. Yeah, a couple of people might have seen me out there, or they will see me out there. But once it goes to the point of, you know, that national mainstream,
uh-huh.
the people who saw me outside in the street selling CDs will actually be the minority now.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that will become the minority, because the rest of the people would never have seen me in the streets. They would just heard the story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the problem is, a lot of these artists are not building a story.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And this is why, and I think this is what separates me from everybody else, is by being able to be like, okay, look, I know that this work may go overlooked right
uh-huh.
now.
Uh-huh.
But in the near distant future, this will be my leverage. This will be the difference. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
And what I did is I researched that over every different kind of genre there is in terms of business or just in terms of, you know, success stories, whether it's Sainsbury's, KFC, Disney World, all of the list of the people that we would consider unreachable or unfathomable. It's all the same story. Steve Jobs, Apple, Bill, all of them, same story. The majority of the work which separates them from everybody else now went unseen. Jeff Bezos, when he was in the Amazon office that looked no better than I don't know what.
His garage.
yeah, his garage, right? When he was in his garage, no one, that went unseen. The work that was done there went unseen.
Yeah.
What they see now is, oh, the richest man in the world, but they don't see what he was doing in his garage.
Yeah.
And this is like, the street is my garage.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a pretty nice garage, if you ask me.
Well, I mean, I think that's just, I mean, it, you know, it's so personalized. As I said, you were forthright and you were friendly and likable. I got a signed one. And you even let me name the price. So there you go.
Exactly. Exactly.
How's it going? Have you brought the music up?
I got the music, yeah. So
let's hear a bit.
All right. So what do you want to hear first? You want to hear the latest, what I've just released, or do you want to hear the classical music stuff?
I just leave it up to you, Handles.
All right,
cool. You pick something.
All right. So I'll play what I just released. It only makes sense to play the latest.
Yeah. And before, I know you got to go because you got something coming up.
Yeah,
but we got to get the information of, you know, the URL and...
Oh yeah, for sure. So I mean, my website is tdnb.co.uk. It stands for To Dream and Believe. That's what the acronym is. My social medias is Handles TDNB, and that's literally on absolutely everything. That's all you got to type in. Type in Handles, the correct spelling. Space TDNB Tango Delta November Bravo. And you'll find me absolutely everywhere.
Well, certainly if you're at High Street Kensington Tube when I am,
you'll definitely see me.
I'm gonna be putting in a word for you with my walkers.
I hear that, man. I hear that, and I'll play. And this is some songs to walk to. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's see if it'll play. Oh, there we go. That's better. Here we go. This one's called Close. This was actually the lead single off the last EP. And as a single, it charted number 18 on the R&B charts as well. We shot a video for it. There's a video on YouTube for it. So if you just type in Handles and then Close, C-L-O-S-E, and you can enjoy that online as well. But I'll play it for you right here as well,
man. That's
great.
I just want you close to me. Your love's got a hold of me. This is more